Let's keep going now. Look at this very important question. If Jesus is the Son of God, what about Adam in Luke 3:38, Ephraim in Jeremiah 31:9, Israel in Exodus 4:22? Also, Solomon is the first son of God in 1 Chronicles 22:9 and 10. Melchizedek is the son of God in Hebrews 7:1 through 3. David is the begotten son of God in Psalm 2:7. How could Jesus be the Son of God if all these others are called sons of God? Well, one of the blessed truths of the Scriptures is that through faith we can become the sons and daughters of God. We read in Galatians 4:4-5, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." We have this truth in John 1:12, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Imagine, we can go from being the vilest sinner to becoming a child of God by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Let's read 1 John 3:1-3. "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath his hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure." What wondrous love! The Father calls us His children. We are the sons or children of God, and when the Lord Jesus returns, we shall see Him and be like Him. May our song be as the song of the psalmist in Psalms 86:10, "For Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." Now, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. He did not acquire sonship through faith. He is God, and He is the Son of God. Only Christ can claim to be one with God and equal with God, as He said in John 10:30, "I and My Father are one." At the baptism of Christ in Matthew 3:17 and at His transfiguration in Matthew 17:5, God proclaims from heaven that "This is My beloved Son." We also read of God's declaration of the deity of His Son, Jesus Christ, in Hebrews 1:8, where we read, "But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom." 1 John 5:11-12 tells us, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Eternal life comes by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. If you have the Son as your Savior, you have life. If you do not have the Son of God, you do not have life. I pray you will think about this precious and vital truth and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today. As we read in John 3:36, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him."